Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Donna.
Guess what?
What?
We finally got the green light for season two of Coyote Tales.
Season two?
I know. It's so shocking. You know how long season one was?
Don't tell me how long season one was.
Season one lasted from January 2021 to January 2024. It was 3 years and 35 episodes long.
Oh, what took the producers so long to get us signed up for season two?
I don't know. I guess they're just shitheads.
Aren't you the producer?
Shut up. Hey everybody, welcome to Coyote Tales once again. Did you miss us?
Yes. I live with you daily. I missed you so much.
Not you, the listeners.
Oh. Sorry.
I know you're wishing I'd go away for longer. Some days. But we got our essential equipment to get going on this new season. You got your Hint water.
A new Hint water, where sponsorship would be nice.
Yes, and I am drinking a lovely spring. Yeah, that's got so many goddamn names on it. A iced green matcha lavender oat milk matcha? Again, I don't know. It's a Starbucks thing.
Again, would like a sponsorship, please. Yes. Season two, we could use new sponsors. That's water.
Yeah, it just doesn't splash around nearly as cool.
Hold on. All right.
Oh, so refreshing.
So refreshing.
Yeah. So we did take about 3 months off because life.
Life happens.
I had to file our taxes for both the business and for us.
And?
Which actually, I didn't even do it. I just gave all the stuff to the accountant.
But didn't you file your taxes for your mom too?
Yeah, but that's like really simple.
Well, see, you had to file taxes for three people. See, then you were busy. Life intervened.
And I was actually very busy producing another show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so in case y'all didn't know, we have a business podcast, too, called Tattooed Franks in Business Suits.
Franks.
They're so franky. Tattooed Freaks in Business Suits.
That's better.
There. Did I enunciate clearly enough for you?
Yes, now do it again.
Business Freaks. I said the name wrong.
Yes, you did. All right, we're take 18 here.
Yeah, so that's why it took so long for the producers to greenlight season two for Coyote Tales.
True. So what is your business podcast again, please?
Tattooed Freaks in Business Suits.
Thank you.
Yes. And that one posts about once a month. And, oh, get this. So I did talk to a company that helps out people with podcast production.
Oh, cool.
So this would be like my ultimate fantasy, right? Somebody just points me in the right direction, says, log in here, record your stuff, we'll edit it, we'll get it out there, we'll make the custom art for the episode, we'll cut it into shorts, so we're posting for you on a regular basis, and you don't have to worry about that, right?
Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Guess how much it costs?
I don't want to know.
$2,000 a month.
Holy shit, you don't do enough podcasts for $2,000 a month.
Well, the whole point being with the business one makes money. Because it does lead generation, it leads to my credibility in the industry, and you know, I think it's got a cool purpose. It's for people who are, it's specifically for like Gen X millennials and others to come after us, who still want to have positions of leadership that allow them to be themselves.
Okay.
So we talk about like business, job searching, career development, things like that. We've had some really cool episodes on there. Like if you've never listened to it, the best ones I think by far is number one, the episode I did with a gal from the EEOC talking about discrimination in the workplace.
Okay.
If you want to go back and listen to one of our Pride episodes, it was called Smashing the Gay Ceiling. Amazing guest on that one too.
Okay.
So that one was really good. I've done some really good episodes with Dia Klein about all kinds of career development things. So, you know, that show's coming together if you want to check it out. But the big news there was we did a special promotion for months where I had people vote on what tattoo I should get next.
And the winner is...
It's a Pikachu tattoo.
It, of course, it's a Pikachu tattoo.
Yes. Yep. So, about 60% of the votes came in for Pikachu. And I was brave. I even had write-in votes allowed.
Yes, but no penis on your forehead.
No, I said I would not put genitalias on my face. I won't put tattoos of genitalia on my face. Don't have such a worried look, Ryan. You're still okay.
Speaking of genitalia,
I'm not getting that tattooed either.
Yeah, I'm not either. No, fucking way.
Yeah, there's no Pikachus peeking at you down there. Okay?
No, welcome to Jamaica. See you next time, you know?
Right. No exit only on exit my ass. On, yeah.
So,
speaking of tattoos,
I'm not getting a tattoo anytime soon. I'm saving money because we also adulted and we talked to a financial advisor. I know that's not funny or exciting or anything, but
it was for us. We've been married for 17 years and our finances have always been separate.
And that's by somebody else's choice.
That's mine.
Not mine.
Yes. But even the financial advisor is all like, you know, people get divorced for that, right? And we're like, no. And like, you have your bank account. I have my bank account. We split up the bills to cover things differently. And I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, we don't have to get into that.
No,
but
that's a business one. That's not the fun one. This is the fun one.
Yeah. But the good news is you get to retire at age 62. And I get to retire at age 75.
Woohoo!
Hey, maybe when you get retired early, I know a new job for you.
What?
Podcast producer.
I could probably do that.
I'll teach you how to edit.
That works.
Yeah.
It's going to edit out all Donna. Here's Donna's joke, edit. Donna's joke, delete. Donna's joke, delete.
No. You add a laugh track.
Oh, okay. Wow, shit. That's going to be adding a lot for Donna's stuff.
Fuck you. Especially because the laugh track would have to be your own laughter interjected in there. Or mine, because I laugh at my own jokes.
You do laugh at your own jokes.
Somebody has to.
Because I don't.
No, I know
can't
you
go
don't.
To your comedy shows and sit in the front row because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't laugh. Because I've heard it a lot.
Yup. This is true.
All right.
Okay, so... two main things we want to talk about today is, number one, we're going to save this for last, but I'm going to give you a teaser now, so you hang in here with us, okay, listeners?
Okay.
So we went and saw an awesome Star Wars production.
Oh, we're saving that for later, sorry.
It was the Star Wars Empire Strips Back. It was a parody show. It was a burlesque show.
It was really, really fun and really, really good.
We saw the Emperor's dick.
We did see the Emperor's dick. It was scary, scary, wrinkly, and yeah. Highly recommend going to see the show, though.
But not for the Emperor's dick.
Not for the Emperor's dick. Well, it was funny, but not for the Emperor's dick, no.
Okay, we'll tell you more about that in a bit. But this weekend, we actually had my grandson, Maddox, over. And he spent the night. Maddox is almost 13 years old.
So that's porn age. You see episode
he's,
a couple
He's
back
already
for
been
porn.
Caught doing porn. We did an episode on that earlier.
Yeah, we did the episode of porn.
And when he first got caught watching porn, cam girls specifically.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a credit card, does he?
No.
Then you're safe.
Eh, I guess. I don't know. Okay, here's the thing with the problem I have with like internet porn now.
Viruses.
Yeah, I'm so scared of computer viruses that I never go look at internet porn. Do I want to? Probably.
Will I?
Probably not. Because you know why? I paid for this computer.
And I'm not going to use my work computer like a porn. I get fired.
Oh, last time I was like into internet porn a lot. That's when I worked at the radio station and obviously was not sober. So, yeah, who cares if the computer gets at work gets porn viruses? Who cares? We're all looking at the porn because we thought it was funny.
Yeah, at the time. So Maddox was over this weekend.
Yep. And so yesterday we were playing different games, board games, video games, card games. We get into the board games and it's everybody's pick. So Maddox picks one, Ryan picks one, I pick one, and we played like six games or something like that.
Yep.
And the one that Maddox wanted to play more than anything was Cards Against Humanity. And we're like, have you played that before? And he's like, yeah, I play with my mom and dad.
So I'm thinking he knows more than he knows.
Also, we're like, you know, I have no frame of reference for what kids these days do and do not know.
Zero frame. Same with me.
And his parents are not prudes. His dad showed him Slapshot repeatedly when he was like 4 years old.
Right. They're not prudes.
Yeah. Slapshot, in case you don't know, it's got like fuck every other word. You see tits. It's
a lesbian. A lesbian. Yeah. Watch the movie if you've never seen it. Recommend it.
Yeah. They're just watching it because, yeah, other hockey parents are showing their kids the Mighty Ducks and he's fucking showing them Slapshot.
Okay. So we're playing Cards Against Humanity and my goal was to get Maddox to say everything.
Every awful thing.
Awful thing in the Cards of Humanity deck.
Yeah.
There's a problem with that.
Oh, my God. Now, also, frame of reference. Yes, we're awful human beings. I know this.
Yes, we are awful.
But Ryan's family loves to play Cards Against Humanity. And who is the best player at your family?
My 82-year-old mother is the dirtiest player that we play against.
The devout Catholic mom who goes to church, what, four times a week?
If not five, if she could.
Who can't even say the word fuck on her own.
She has to read it on a... So, in her defense, I do also make sure she gets the raunchiest cards from Card Against Humanity. And she'll read it and she'll go, oh, that's gross.
Meaning, like, she's the card czar. She's reading your submission.
Correct.
Yep, so you have the same goal with your mom as you did with Maddox.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so another pitch for the lavender foam oat milk much conglomeration, whatever. So if you get this awesome drink from Starbucks, available now, spring 2024, this lovely foam up on top, pro tip.
Lick it. Lick it up. Mm. Oh, can't do that. Kiss will sue us.
Oh, so tasty.
So, yes, we decided to play Cards Against Humanity with a 12-year-old, soon-to-be 13-year-old.
Yeah.
So we deal the first hand out, and I think it was uneventful. Nothing happened. So deal a second hand out. Uneventful. Then...
The next one, the prompt was... Sorry, I chew ice. The prompt itself was... The U.S. has given blank to starving children in Africa.
Blank, okay.
And mine was AIDS. And your card was...
I don't remember. Was that the...
That was the fleshlight.
That was a fleshlight. So Maddox goes, I knows what AIDS is. What's a fleshlight?
No, he doesn't ask. He's like, he just reads the card. And he's got the weirdest expression on his face. Like, and we look at him and we go, do you know what a fleshlight is? He's like, no.
And then I didn't have the heart to explain it to him.
Well, I asked you, do we tell Maddox what a fleshlight is? And Ryan, always the voice of reason, is telling me no.
He has a dad and an uncle that live with him. He can go ask them rather than their grandparent.
Yeah. So, okay. On to the next one.
Next round.
I can't remember the prompt on this one, but the choices were something else, And then glory holes.
Again, blank expression.
It's like, Maddox, do you know what glory holes are? He's like, no.
So again, we went to if Donna said.
Well, we can't explain it to him, but I told him this.
Yes.
Because remember, he travels a lot for his competitive hockey. He's got a trip coming up to France. So I go, Maddox, if you see holes in the bathroom wall, don't put anything in it.
Don't put anything in a hole in the bathroom wall, period.
Period. And he's like, got that quizzical look on his face, like, what?
What?
It's like, what'd I put in the hole in the bathroom?
And I just said, go ask your dad. And Donna and I are cracking up the entire time we're here.
We were laughing so hard. We were crying. And Maddox is like, what?
I don't get it. So then we did one more. And it was Dick Cheney and German dungeon porn.
Yes, that's one of the two answers. And we're like, do you know who Dick Cheney is? He's like, no. Is it like, and you can see him thinking in his mind, is this like a person, a cartoon character, a sexual position? What is a Dick Cheney? It sounds like a weird sex position.
It does sound like a weird sex or a porn star.
Yeah.
My name is Dick Cheney.
But I have a tendency to shoot my gun too soon.
At other people's faces.
At other people. At all my friends.
So during all this time, Donna and I are cracking up and Maddox is sitting there blank-faced. So then I look over at Maddox, tears rolling down my face, say, Maddox, do you want to play something
else?
No,
before we get into that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Before we get into that, we're like, how the hell do you play this game with your parents? He goes, well, they just laugh, but they don't tell me what anything means. They don't ask me if I know what it means. I'm
like, then how do you play the game?
How the hell do you play Cards Against Humanity without having, like, baseline knowledge on a few things in the world?
A lot of things in the world, especially when you're Ryan. I don't know what am I. I'm Donna's husband. Is throwing fleshlight and glory hole cards at it. And of course, German dungeon porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Which he also didn't understand the full implication of that, but he understood the word porn.
He understood porn, but not German dungeon porn.
And he understood what Germans are, but not the
dungeon porn.
German kink reputation.
Yeah. So after all this, Maddox, we look over him and say, Maddox, do you want to play something else? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, it was a little bit unhinged.
It was very unhinged. I mean, thinking back about it, I feel really uncomfortable doing that to him.
He asked for it.
He did ask for it, not once, but twice.
And that's the thing, you know, I would have assumed that kids these days just know a whole lot. Not only that, he goes to a private sports-centered hockey school.
Right.
You know, they do hockey training all the time. It's 95% boys in the school who range in age from 7th through 12th grade.
So that's a big mix.
Yeah. He does tons of traveling trips with the hockey team. So he's hanging out with his teammates who are all that 12 and 13 age range. Kids talk to each other, right?
Boys talk to each other.
A lot. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but you talk about gross things in junior high.
Well, yeah, you talk about gross things in junior high. And that's
but you don't know what you're talking about?
And that's, well, and then you're starting sex ed. So you're starting to sex ed. And then you start talking about boogers and farts. And then you, ooh, hey, look at Tina over there. She's got boobs.
Yeah.
And then you start studying up more on that, because then all of a sudden you're starting to get your crazy hormones going a little bit crazy, and like, ooh, boobs, ooh, cleavage, ooh, boobs, cleavage, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And also my frame of reference, because, you know, I was Gen X. My parents were mostly absentee.
As were mine.
You know? And so when I was like, I don't know, 12, pretty much had free rein of the house.
Yeah, as did I.
Especially like summer, spring break, those kind of things are not around. I'm like setting my clock to get up at 3 in the morning to go watch the soft porn on HBO. That's what we had in the 80s. We did not have the internet. We had to make do with that.
I saw blurry soft porn.
Yeah, every now and then. Static, static. Boom, boom. Nipple! Nipple! I saw a nipple!
Nipple, nipple, boom, boom. I don't know what that is!
Right?
So yes, yes, we all did that.
Right. And I will admit, my track record, even as a mom, was not real great with having filters. This might explain why James is a little fucked up. I don't think I've ever told you this story before. So, when James must have been like about the same age, probably about 13.
12 or 13.
Yeah, so, well, 12. Well, he must have been 12 because he was 12 when I got sober.
Okay.
So it was 1999. And he got caught with a dirty magazine.
At home or school?
At home.
Okay.
So, and it was a really dumb magazine.
Jugs.
Yeah, it was something stupid. It wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
So, being the good mom that I am, read the air quotes, everybody, air quotes, good mom that I was, I didn't want him to have to suffer with bad porn. So I went out and got him some good ones.
Porn.
I got him good dirty magazines so that he wouldn't have to feel weird about his sexuality. Let's be positive. Well, I understand this is, you know, you're exploring what you like and you're finding out about sexuality. You know, if you think about it, it's my thought process was not evil, but I am chaotic evil. So that's probably why I don't see this as a problem.
It's a while to... You know, it's like my mom. She would sit, you know, do all this stuff where it's out in the air, do with it what you want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to, fuck, I'm not going to, you're grounded for fuck. Just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't want him to grow up feeling ashamed about sex or his body. But I think I went too far because when James graduated high school, he moved in with a 36-year-old previous dominatrix.
And his other friend.
Yeah. And even before that, when he was in high school, he was hanging out with the Colorado Rogues, who are pirates. Like, fuck, legit pirates from the Colorado Renfest, who was not the greatest group, who would have, like, orgies every weekend. And they would still have their teenage kids around. They had the teenagers be part of the Step and Fetch It crew. So there were different groups within the Colorado Rogues that were the ships. So you could be a captain of the ship, meaning they just moved around where the party went every weekend to different houses. And that was
your ship.
Yeah, your crew helped put on the party or whatever. I'm probably getting this entirely wrong. All I know about is orgy influence, teenage kids being their grunts. I don't know how grunty it got. Let's just leave it at that.
I don't want to know.
But he did meet the 36-year-old dominatrix there. So. Oh,
shit.
Yeah. That's why James is still to this day called the what, Ryan?
He's the pirate.
He's the pirate.
He's the pirate.
No, I might have had a little bit too loose of control on my teenagers.
Yeah, well, shit happens.
No, because I let them hang around with that crew.
But you didn't know,
I was sober then.
You didn't know, did you?
I didn't know about so much on the orgy things.
Well,
but
then, see, if the kid's over at the parent's house, you're not in control of that parent.
Yeah.
That's the parent is the one that's the bad aspect. It's like letting your 16, 15, 16-year-old smoke pot with your
The cool mom syndrome?
Yeah, the cool mom syndrome.
I did not do drugs nor drink with my kids, though.
So, see? There you go.
Well, okay. Probably did the thing with let them have beer or wine on a holiday.
But that's different because then
not like the way I drank.
They're doing it in a controlled area.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay. I believe in that. If you want kids going to drink, have them drink at home because then it's a little bit safer.
Yeah. But still, it needs to have some boundaries. So it's like when I was
boundaries, yes.
When I was 12, I was fucking 12. My parents were doing the line of we'd rather have you drink here at home than experiment. A fucking 12-year-old is not at keg parties, okay?
No.
Mom and dad, that is dumb. At 12 and 11, I should not have known things like how to make a tequila sunrise or a grasshopper or a melon ball. You know, it wasn't just, oh, drink here at home with us. It was all like, here's the liquor cabinet and let's really teach you how to do all this shit. And here's the crazy thing. My parents weren't alcoholics. So they never, like, if they watched the levels in the liquor cabinet, like, they had been alcoholics, it might have been better because I would have gotten in trouble for drinking their stash.
Right, rather than not getting drinking, it's like, oh, we're out of this. We'll just go buy more next time.
Yeah, because they weren't watching the store. They weren't
counting the store, the cabinet.
Yeah. So.
So, back to...
back to our poor life choices with my grandson.
No, yeah. Don't play Cards Against Humanity with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Bottom line of this episode, if you learn one thing today, don't play Cards Against Humanity with a 12-year-old.
Well, maybe once. Maybe do it once, because it was really fucking funny.
Play Super Fight instead.
Yes. Another endorsement for a wonderful game.
No, another endorsement for a wonderful game.
Yeah. Super Fight. Much, much more age appropriate.
It is age appropriate, so.
All right. So let's take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and talk about the Emperor's dick.
Side boob.
Yeah. Empire strips back. Okay, let's talk about this wonderful production, Empire Strips Back.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba. I can't do that. We're going to pass out.
So, I originally found out about this show, which is kind of on some tours throughout
the world. It's been world tour.
I thought it was United States. They do long residences on the cities that they land in.
They went to Australia.
Oh, well, then.
We're talking to one of the gals.
Well, then there you go. So, originally started in San Francisco, like right after the pandemic. I found out about it through one of the comics that I know, sort of, on Facebook. He was actually the MC, Lando Calrissian's nephew, Eric. And yes, he did rock a cape.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And so originally last summer when we were in Illinois, it was playing in Chicago. I almost had you convinced that we fly into Chicago specifically to see that show. But we didn't.
We did not.
We made other choices. And then we just came back here. And then for March and April, it's been playing here in Denver.
Woohoo!
So it might be a little too late to grab tickets, but if you can grab it wherever you are, you should.
And they've extended it in Denver for a month?
I don't know, but some like shows on the weekend, they were doing 3 shows every day.
And I read an article that it's ending May 8th or May 4th.
That would make sense. That would make sense. So, May
the 4th be with you.
Yeah. And even if they hang on till the 5th, it's Revenge of the 5th.
Yes. So, one thing I was not aware of is the difference between a burlesque show and a strip club.
Yep. So, there's one clear difference is there's no nipples in burlesque. They have to wear the pasties.
Right. And I did not know that. And I'm sitting there going, looking forward to nipples, and there's no nipples.
But you don't really miss it all that much. I mean, it's like...
You don't, no.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a little cone of color over where the nipple would be.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous if you think about it.
It is ridiculous. It's like the strip club in Westminster that had a 2 or 3 foot gap between you and the dancers. Because that was Westminster law.
Yeah, that's called what is the point?
What is the point?
Yeah. That's dumb. Okay. Dumb joke from years ago. So for a while, like 20 years ago, they talked about making all strip clubs cashless so you wouldn't have like dollars to put into the G-strings and things like this. And I'm all like, so what are they going to do? Have like a credit card thing that you just run your card through? Let me guess where you're going to put that slot in, okay? That was before like Apple Pay or things like this where you just like, okay, also now modernize that. You put your Apple Pay on your phone thing just right up next to the crotch? Oh, no, I accidentally snapped a picture.
Or they have it as the QR code tattooed on their butt.
Yeah, there you go.
Shake that butt. Got the QR code. Shake that butt. Yeah. Well, so burlesque is a lot of butt shaking. There's a whole lot of butt shaking going on.
It's a very cheeky show.
It is a very cheeky show.
But it was very well done.
It was really well done. Tickets were $100, $120. I don't remember.
We paid about $140 for ours, but we also got the second section back from the stage, and we had a T-shirt included.
Yeah. So
we're also old and fat, and we have money, which means...
Well, we don't have a lot of money.
We get early access entry on things.
Because we're old and fat and smart.
And have money. And we also pay for better seats.
We don't have a lot of money.
We have enough that we can buy nice seats and early access. We do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was like going to a couple of years ago, we went to Universal Studios Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the upgraded seats, you know.
Express pass
and walking all the masses. And your son was there, James, the pirate. Uh-huh. And he did not have express passes. So I think we zipped through all but 2 or 3 of the haunted houses.
There was one we skipped because we did not want to see it.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we skipped one and we saw everything else, and we got the chance to leave early because of the express passes.
Yep.
Highly recommend them.
Yep. I mean, they stood in line over an hour for every single haunted house and only got through half.
And we were like, and the one we didn't want to do, it was a Mexican luchador or something one.
It was La Llorona.
Yeah, La Llorona. So yeah. My apologies.
We just didn't have the references to fully understand the myth. Now I'm more familiar with that particular ghost story.
Right.
At the time, I just didn't. We went to the show. They had a musical review show. We went to that instead. We should have gone to the haunted house.
Yeah, we should have.
But I digress. Let's talk about side boobs and butts. Yes.
Tauntauns.
Yeah, that was the very first one. Was she came out actually riding the Tauntaun, which was a dude in a suit, just like they do with the really nice dinosaur suits where they control it from the inside.
Yeah, it was really impressive.
Yep. And then she stripped down, and yes, they did indeed gut that Tauntaun.
Woohoo! So I can say one thing, that Han Solo needs to trim his private area. Didn't show it, but it needed some work.
His Wookiee was a little hairy. Is that what you're saying?
His Wookiee was a little hairy.
Yeah. What's funny is that you noticed that and I did not.
Yes. Well, it was right there in front of me. It's one of those things you look at going, oh my God, dude. Little trimming. Manscape.
Yeah. Now, the music was all modern music. It wasn't Star Wars music.
No, it was not Star Wars.
There was some hits with Star Wars music, but they were like doing typical pop, rock, and stuff like that. Like, the Boba Fett stripper was to Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Right.
Yes, female. The only male stripper they had was Han Solo.
Right.
All other parts were played by females.
Or females.
I assume the person in the Emperor's outfit
was a female.
Yeah.
Because he had boobs.
Yeah. It was a full body suit, by the way, yes. People. It was.
So, you ruined it.
Oh. Yeah. But he did get on a gigantic mirrored Death Star to Wrecking Ball.
Yes, he did. And it was good. It was a good time. The stormtroopers were cool.
Oh, the stormtroopers were hot.
Yeah, Yoda was stupid.
Yoda was a bad puppet.
Yeah, they did a girl washing a land speeder. Luke was watching the land speeder.
No, that was Luke's dirty little secret.
Well, still, it was dirty little secret.
Well, we both agreed we'd like that redhead, the Bo. Yes. The best. Yeah. Oh, I'm all tongue-tied. Well, I can't tongue-tied even over.
I like Luke the best. Luke's dirty. The Luke. Well, shit, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Redheads. Let me say, her hair is a lot better than mine. Yeah.
Yeah. She had the biggest boobs.
I didn't even notice that part, but I would assume you're right. I thought she had the prettiest face and... Definitely her hair was epic, and she knew how to use it.
Yeah, she used
it. She had nice legs.
So, it was worth going to see. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Most of the boobs are small because these are real dancers.
Yes.
There's the other big difference between a strip club and a burlesque show.
Burlesque is more dancing.
Serious choreographed dancing?
Correct, yeah.
You're seeing dancer bodies.
We're strippers. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not so good.
Yes, but the fake boobs have all been written off their taxes.
Yes, that's the big key.
Because it's a business expense.
Yeah, fake boobs are business expense.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't so much of a focus here. But Leia had a juicy butt.
They had some juicy butts.
Yeah. And they had a full-size Jabba the Hutt.
Yep.
And his song was Biggie Smalls something.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know hip-hop, so.
I don't know hip-hop, so.
But I recognize that it was probably Biggie Smalls or some.
Hip-hop.
It was a rap star who's known for being big and fat.
Yeah, and I don't know many, so.
The only one I know is Biggie Smalls.
We said it three times. If he appears, I'm kicking your ass.
We're not looking in a mirror.
No, okay.
And that was the dancer I liked the least.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. They don't have super fat man shirts, so I got to lose some weight.
Yeah.
The Twilight dance was nice.
It was very artistic.
It was very artistic.
The Jedi was very cool.
The Jedi was very cool.
Yeah. They even turned to the dark side in the midst of the song.
Yes. So Donna did miss one dance of the Empire's Guard because it was really strobey.
Yeah, that was the one problem I did have is I have an issue with strobe lights where they'll give me migraines. And there's just some that had so many strobes, I couldn't watch it.
Well, even when we go to the hockey game, if a certain strobe light hits you, I see, got to look away. And then, yeah. So even at the hockey game, and this one was bad because it was multiple colored.
It depends. The white ones are the worst. But it also depends on the rate and if it's directly at me or if it's like in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that entire song with the Emperor's Guard, I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, because it was very strobey.
Yeah. So, how was it?
It was good.
So here's the other thing, too. Usually when we go to a show or a movie, there's strobes and Ryan like taps me when it's over. He kept forgetting to tap me. Were you a little involved? You're like, oh, shit.
Probably. I try to be nice. or else it's okay and tap you on the leg when it's over.
Mm-hmm. So, final notes on Empire Strips Back?
Go see it for yourself.
Yeah, it's worth the money.
It's an experience that you have to see.
Very fun. And sexy.
And sexy.
All right. So, there we go. That's the end of... Season 2, Episode 1.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Maybe we'll do these more often than every 3 months.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Tune in and find out next month. on another exciting adventure of Coyote Tales.
Ooh. Donna Shannon's Coyote Tales is a production of Coyote Visions Productions and is hosted by Donna Shannon. Ugh, nothing redundant about that. Theme music is Coyote Strut by James Ney. All other music is ethically sourced and licensed from SoundDogs.com and EpidemicSound.com. And we paid for it, I swear. We can provide receipts if necessary. All the stories you've heard are true. Only the names, events, and facts have been changed for our own amusement. In the immortal words of Obi-Wan, "So what I told you was true from a certain point of view." Find all of Donna Shannon's website and social media links at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Donna Shannon. Follow us and find out all about upcoming shows and live performances. Now go out there, enjoy life, and grab some tales of your own.